أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا قلوبنا غلف بل لعنهم الله بكفرهم فقليلا ما يؤمنون. The ayah that we read yesterday, in which Allah Ta'ala explains how these Jewish people, the Bani Israel, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also were obstinate and stubborn and did not want to accept this truth. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam presented the truth, the deen of Islam to them, they said that our hearts are ghulfun, that is, they are like in bags which are sealed. That is, there is only good in our heart and there is no place for any other thing. In other words, we are perfect, we are all right, we don't need anything else. And the other meaning is of ghulfun, that it is like a container, and that our hearts are filled with all goodness. There is no place for anything else. Allah Ta'ala says they are lying. That is not the case. The actual thing is, لَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala has cursed them on account of their kufr. That is, the wrong they did, they disbelieved. Allah cursed them and they became like this, that now this pride came into them to that extent that we are perfect, we don't need anything else. And as we have to learn lessons from this Bani Israel, we also must never ever feel that now I am perfect and I don't need any advice from anyone. I don't have to listen to bayans of any ulama. I don't have to study any kitabs or anything. I am perfect. I am all right now. All the goodness is with me. That's a very, very dangerous attitude. Sometimes we might not say it with our tongue, but we feel it like that in our heart. And we don't want to learn more about deen, and we don't want to listen to the talks of deen. We feel we are perfect. Allah says, فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. But it is very little that they bring iman on. And as we had tried to explain, that a little iman is not sufficient, a lot of iman is not sufficient, complete iman is required. On every command of Allah, our iman must be there. If we have 99% of iman, we believe what Allah says, and 1% we don't believe, that 1% negates the whole 99%. We have to have iman on every command of Allah Ta'ala, not on just part of it, or not even on most of it, but on complete iman. With regard to this, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that the hearts of the people, the condition of the hearts is being referred to. So that heart, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam explained that hearts are of four conditions. One is a heart that is shining like a clean mirror. And it has got a light also in it, so it is full of light. The second heart is that heart that is like in a bag, and on top of it the string, the lace is fastened tight, so nothing can go in that heart. The third heart is that heart, the spiritual heart is being spoken about, that heart which is upside down. It isn't the right way up, it is upside down. And the fourth heart is it's a two-faced heart. One side it is white, one side it is black. After that, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam explained the first type of heart, which is clear like a clean mirror, and a bright shining light, is the light of a mu'min. That his heart is clean and clear, and the light of iman is in there. And such a heart always wants to take more good. As it comes that the words of hikmat are the lost things of the believers. Wherever they find them, they assimilate them, they collect them, and they bring them. It comes that it also comes that a mu'min is greedy, is haris. He's always thirsty for good till he dies. All the time he wants good. So his heart is such that he wants to take goodness all the time. The second type of heart, which is in a bag and which is sealed, is the heart of a kafir. that he does not believe and he doesn't want to listen to the talks of deen also. He doesn't want to do anything with regard to deen, which is called atheism or secularism as it's called. Secularism is that which has got nothing to do with deen, nothing with Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is a secular government or whether it is secular education, it is that education that has got nothing to do with Allah Ta'ala. The third type of heart, which is the heart which is upside down, is the heart of a munafiq, a hypocrite. That his heart is upside down, therefore he can't accept and can't understand, and nothing makes sense to him of deen also. But because of environment, circumstances, family connections, he shows himself to be a believer, but his heart is upside down, he can't accept the truth of Islam and the teachings of Islam, and in fact all the time is finding fault. Why is this like this? Why is this like that? This should not be like that. And the fourth type of heart, which is the heart of which is one side white and one side black, is that heart which has got iman also and it's got hypocrisy in it also. It is like a plant, a flower, a plant. When it gets good water, it grows, it flourishes. And it has got a hole in it through which pus also comes and blood also comes. Pus kills it and the blood makes it grow. So this type of a heart, when it, whatever will be more, if it gets more of iman and Islam, the talk, that overtakes it. And if it is more of kufr and shirk, then that overtakes it. In that, we have to be very careful today which company we keep. If we are listening more to what scientists got to say, what professors and politicians have got to say, what all the medical profession has got to say, and all that based on the secular education which has nothing to do with deen, then that will overtake the heart, and that person will become like that. And if a person is listening more to Quran and Hadith, what Allah has got to say, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has got to say, what the pious and righteous have got to say, then that will become overtake the heart and will become ghalib, and the person will be then in that condition. So it is very important we see which company we are in, who, what we are exposing ourselves to. All types of messages will come on our phones. All types of things are on the internet. What are we exposed to? On which side are we? That we have to see. It is very important. And all this will show out clearly now too, and very clearly at the time of Maut, in which direction we were and where we were. So before Maut comes, and then that life is eternal, everlasting. Before that, we should see that we are on the right side. May Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us and help us. وآخر دعوانا